We're certainly getting into a very busy time now for the election process. His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor will be formally dissolving the House of Keys, following which then writs will be issued to the returning officers, which then really kick off the election process. After that, there'll be a formal notice of election issued by the Chief Secretary, and that will be heavily publicised. Following that, then we get into the nomination period, where candidates will go and submit their nomination papers to the returning officers. This election is going to be slightly different. There's going to be a longer nomination period. So there's a period of up to a week where candidates can go and submit their paperwork to the returning officers. The nominations will close at 1 o'clock on the 24th of August, after which then we will know which constituencies are going to be contested, and we're getting into quite the formal part of the election then.
So this week does mark a significant day. Although there have been a number of people who've declared their intent to stand, the process really kicks off this Thursday.
That's right. The election process really does get quite formal from this Thursday onwards with the dissolution of the House of Keys. So after Thursday, there will be no longer any MHKs. There will just then be potential candidates. And on receipt of nominations paper, if all their paperwork is submitted correctly to the returning officers, then they will become formal candidates for election.
Now, what's the major change that people are going to notice this time around at the election?
This election has seen some quite considerable changes, mainly to the boundaries of the constituencies. Back in as early as 2010, a boundary review committee was set up, an independent body, which looked at the boundaries of the constituencies for the House of Keys. And they went through a process by which they agreed that there should be equality of representation for voters on the Isle of Man. Through a process, they agreed that actually we're now going to have 12 two-seat constituencies. So that's going to form quite a big change for some voters. Some voters will previously had 3 votes, some voters may previously had 1 vote, but now for this election, all voters will be able to cast up to 2 votes in their constituency.
So if anybody's unsure as to where they are likely to be voting, how do they find out more?
If you go to gov.im/maps, there's a great facility there where you can go along, type in your address or your postcode, and you'll be able to get a whole realm of information regarding this election. You'll be able to see your constituency, your polling district, your polling station, and so you'll be able to check out on an individual basis where you'll be for this election. If you haven't got access to the internet, then certainly ring the Crown and Elections team and we can advise you of which constituency. If you provide us with your address, we can confirm what constituency you'll be in for the election if you've got any queries.
And there are some other changes that people might be interested in finding out about, including the registration of parties. That's new for this election.
For this election now, it is a requirement for all political parties that are supporting candidates to be registered. There is a register which is available for public inspection in the registry of those parties which have applied to be on the register for the Isle of Man. Members of the public can go along to the general register, inspect this register and see who the officials of the parties are, their logo, and then details. So it's a major step forward for transparency for the elections on the Isle of Man.